Charlie Waititi is the kaihautū tupuna Rūmaki Reo at Westlake Boys High School in Takapuna. Yesterday, they opened their Rūmaki Reo unit and welcomed the first students. Thanks for joining us, Johnny Tēnā koe. It's good to catch up with you again. E honga mihi nui kā koe.
Kia ora, tēnā koe, Dale, and ngā mihi o te tauhou kia koe hoki.
Well, congratulations. Look, how many students do you have in the new Puna Rūmaki, and how long has it been in the planning, Johnny?
Well, I'll just give a bit of history. I arrived at Westlake Boys High School in 2016, and so things were pretty minimal. And I think maybe that some people think of the attraction to what a school on North Shore would be like, but we've grown from 2016, and we have achieved a number of firsts on the way. But most importantly, the number of Māori students has increased, tripled, and from 2016, now this year we are going to hit 10% of the total school population, which is huge. So at the end at the beginning of 2021, there was a call for schools to be looking at maybe establishing Rūmaki units or bilingual units, because the ministry had a goal of pushing the number of the total Māori students involved in Māori meeting settings in Auckland. Was 2 years ago, it was really around about 12%, 12 to 13, or maybe 15%. So the ministry had a goal of 30%. And so this year, there'll be a number of new Rūmaki units starting around Auckland, and we're the only one on North Shore.
The
year's planning, and we're there, and so we welcomed our first lot of kids on Tuesday.
When I spoke with you a few weeks ago, Johnny and I go back a long time because he used to teach our kōtero as well. Hey, mate, you've been educating for a long time, John. Hey, you mentioned that there's some kids over there, non-Māori, who are really excelling with the reo. Can you shed some light on their interest in our language?
Yeah, so we're lucky enough that our school is committed to the languages. So we're one of the few schools in Auckland that have full courses of languages at year 9 and 10. Usually, a lot of schools run TAFE courses of languages for a term or maybe half a semester or half a year, and then they choose another language. We're quite lucky that our year 9 and 10 have to do a language at year 9 and year 10. And we results in languages and NCA and scholarship are outstanding. So we're quite fortunate. But so now that Māori is a year-long course, when I first got to Westlake, it was the first time I came across a lot of non-Māori who were interested in learning and embracing the Māori language and tikanga and everything that goes with te reo. And just to give you an example, when my first lot of students that I taught in year 9 and 2016, there were 9 of them, or 10 of them, took te reo Māori to year 13, and the top person in my level 3 te reo Māori class was Pākehā. The person who came second was Chinese, and the third person was from Sri Lanka. So, and they were wonderful, and it opened my eyes that non-Māori, contrary to what we believe about the value of language, and we know this now, that there's a lot more non-Māori learning Māori than Māori. You can go to the Wānanga and to a lot of tertiary institutions, a lot more non-Māori learning Māori. So that sort of opened my eyes a bit, but also made me so happy that these young men who are not Māori but want to embrace the language. So that was quite an eye-opener for me, but I got used to it because, I mean, majority of students that came before me were not Māori. So, yeah.
It all starts from the top, though. So buy-in from the tumuaki of the kura. What's the attitude from the top chair, Johnny, and how do you think that having a Rūmaki Reo class will affect the rest of the school?
At the moment, for the last 2 years, there have been programmed changes around mātauranga Māori, te reo Māori in schools as the amended Education Training Act of 2020. has outlined that schools now have a responsibility to, one, be authentic about enacting the principles of Te Tiriti o Waitangi, two, ensuring there's no barriers to any student in the school who want to learn Māori, but also that Māori way of life, the Māori world view, is now have equal status. So in NCEA, there's been a new refresh of all the standards. There's been a refresh of the curriculum, and now Māori-centric ideals are to centre and focus. And yes, you're correct now. We're extremely lucky with a very supportive principal, because if we don't have a supportive principal, it doesn't go anywhere. And I've seen that. I've seen some of my colleagues in other schools struggle for little things where we've been able to do a lot more than I guess than a lot of our other schools on the shore have done.
Well, congratulations. The Rūmaki Reo unit opened just a couple of days ago. Can you share some kōrero about that pōhiri? And also, yes. How many tauira will be in the unit, Johnny?
So on Tuesday, luckily, Tuesday, we'd be planning for this for a while, but as soon as we went to red, we had to really change. And so, you know, with Māori, the first thing, I wanted to make sure everyone had a beautiful kai, because I want to make sure everyone had a beautiful kai, but also it was open, and we're encouraging whānau to bring as many people as they could to the whakatau. But with going to red, we had to change and adapt, and it was full, because I think we'd measured out, so we've got to have at least 70 for Manuhiri and 20 or 30 from our side to make sure we are close. So we were close to 100, I think, at that time. I think we had about 97. I was counting very carefully, because I know we'd only ordered 100 hangi, so I had to make sure that we were all there. But it was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful kaupapa. And we had representatives from Ngā Puna Waiorea, because we really want to connect, and we're using them as an example, because they have been doing this. They've been in the Rūmaki journey for a long, long time. So we actually are following them and their part. Chris Selwyn, the head of the Rūmaki at Waiorea, was there to part of the whakatau, and we're honoured to have him. But also our local MP, Shannon Halbert from Northcote, representatives from the ministry, represent from the community, but most of our visitors were for our whānau. And we had three boys who spoke at pōhiri. And especially if you're 12 or 13 and you speak at a huge function like that, it's quite daunting, but they were awesome. So for me, that made me really, really happy. Our principal's there on our side, and we had representatives from community and staff. So it was awesome begins a new year. We're looking at, currently got 23. Last year when we put the fillers out, we probably got about 15 who were interested and enrolled. And also, because one other thing too, you know, no one expects a school like Westlake to have something like this. And so people were quite surprised, very surprised. But enrollments have gone up to 23, and I've got another 10 email enrollments waiting for me to look at. So we usually need to cap it at 28. So probably going to cap it about 25, but I know that this is going to grow. And then next year we'll have another lot. And then after that we'll have another lot. So close to, in 224, we'll have close to 100 students doing the Rūmaki. Now it does have effect on the school, because these boys will go to these teachers. And so a lot of professional development that needs to happen around how to engage with Māori, but also now there's a group of students that are coming to the school every year that will be invested in tikanga, te reo, and everything, and being Māori, operating with Māori. So it's new for the school, but we put plans in place to help our school cope with and adapt and also embrace the Rūmaki unit.
Wish you well, Johnny. It sounds exciting for Westlake Boys High School. All the best. Thank you for sharing that rich kōrero with us on Pākehā Ngā Mihi Nui Ka Koe.
Ngā Mihi.
Johnny Waititi,